This is Leo Babeu for KTWH. I'm recording this visit with our county public health nurse, Sarah Preston, on Tuesday afternoon, April 20th. We'll be playing it in the morning, the interview, Sarah. So I'm going to say good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Leo. How are you?
Oh, I don't know if role-playing is very helpful, but you're at the end of a long workday, I'm sure. And can we focus in on, there's lots going on in the world, but there's still this amazing global pandemic of COVID-19 that's going past its 13th month right now. And you've been on the case for some time with Lake County as a public health nurse. Where does the county's efforts stand, and how are we holding up with the challenges of continuing to get demand sufficient to run our local clinics that you do in partnership with the Lakeview Hospital and Clinic?
So we're doing really well. Our vaccination rates are quite impressive. If you look at the statistics, I haven't looked today. We have somewhere darn close to 80% of our 65-plus population vaccinated. It might be closer to 75%. And just over 50%, I believe it is, or darn close to 50% of everybody 16 and older has received one dose in Lake County. And that's fairly comparable to the rest of the state, better in some areas, worse in others, but really good for our little county and our limited resources. We still have volunteers that are raring to go and love working in clinics, so we have the staff we need to do what we're doing. And we are continuing to receive fairly regular allocations from the state of vaccine. This week, we're primarily focused on second doses with our public health clinics. The hospital has some vaccine that they're going to give out on Thursday, and that's a combination of first and second doses. And we are always trying to catch those people that were in those early priority groups who might have joined those groups kind of late or have changed their minds and have decided that now they're ready to get vaccinated. So we're always kind of folding those people into all of our clinics. But we're doing really well. We feel really good about the work we've done and look forward to just getting to that threshold of 60, hopefully more like 70% of everybody with two doses and fully protected.
Yes, some of us have read from different experts, whether it's 60, 70, or 80% that will constitute herd immunity. And maybe it depends upon some of the dynamics of how different viruses, how infectious they are, for instance. I'm curious, the county set 80% as a tentative goal, and that was a good, ambitious goal, I felt. And as of last week, Health and Human Services in Lake County was showing that they were closing in on 5,000 first doses, and that 7,100 people would have been the 80% mark. And I'm curious, maybe that was discounting any people in Lake County under a certain age. I assume it had to be because those under a certain age weren't eligible to be vaccinated.
That's correct. Yep. And so it'll take us a little longer to get to that group, of course, because those vaccine trials are still going on with younger people.
Right.
Yeah.
So all that was to say, Sarah, it looked like we still could see that if we wanted to reach our ambitious goals in the county for vaccinating adults who are eligible, you might have needed to reach a couple of thousand more people. I'm wondering what the trend is, what you're seeing in the meantime. You're getting the allocations, but I assume you might have adjusted the way that you're setting up the clinics to make sure you have enough people who have registered in order to have a clinic.
That's right. We're having to work a little harder to fill those clinics. We have opened up our registration to all age groups 16 or 18 and above. Usually we are getting Moderna vaccine, and that is only authorized for people 18 and older. For the Lakeview clinics, of course, if they're doing Pfizer vaccine, or I should say the Lakeview Hospital allocated clinics, if they're doing Pfizer vaccine, that's open to 16 plus.
Okay.
And so, again, we're having just a little bit more of a challenge filling those clinics in the early days when people were very eager and opportunities were more limited to be vaccinated. Those clinics were filling really quickly, and the staff behind the scenes were working really hard to address those phone calls and get those spots filled. And now the work looks a little different in that we are having to kind of reach out more. Lakeview has done a really good job of identifying people that could be vaccinated. We're, you know, really relying a lot on word of mouth as well as all of the sort of more formal outreach and announcements we've done. But we have filled our clinics so far.
Right.
So that's good. I think there two things happened, and one of those was that we sort of reached that threshold of people that were just absolutely sure that, yes, they were going to be vaccinated, at the same time that those opportunities to be vaccinated also opened up quite a bit. There were many, many more opportunities, and because of that, that's made it a little harder to fill those clinics. But we have managed. I think our challenge now is to address those people that are still hesitant to be vaccinated for whatever reason. And so the leadership team is looking at messaging and outreach to address those issues. What I am finding, and this is purely anecdotal, but that as we are holding clinics now, we are vaccinating that group of people that initially said, yeah, I think I'll wait and see what happens with people who have been vaccinated. They weren't a hard no, but they also were not a hard yes. They were in that middle ground of people who were just unsure. And what we are seeing now is more and more of those people who have seen that their friends and loved ones have done fine with being vaccinated, and that we haven't seen a lot of big side effects or immune responses, which are normal and good, but haven't been overwhelming to most people. And so those people that were initially kind of hesitant, not at all sure about the vaccine, are starting to come in. So my hope is that those people will be our ambassadors for vaccination. They'll be the ones that will go out to their communities and say, yeah, you know, I was hesitant and this is why, but I've seen that it's really okay and people are doing well, and hopefully they will be part of that word of mouth that gets more people to come in.
Well, certainly in the 65 plus category, there seem to be very high subscription rate, if you will, or relatively low resistance levels. And some of those might have been people who are fundamentally opposed to vaccines, no matter what the evidence is. And so unlikely you're ever going to change their mind through positive word of mouth of good experience. But it seems that for it's just been a few couple of weeks now that the reach of the program of who could be vaccinated expanded all the way down to 18 for those receiving Moderna, or 16 for those who could access the Pfizer. So now you're in this cohort of much younger people who might have a host of reasons who think that, why should I get vaccinated? So maybe the word of mouth from a positive experience in the 16 through 64 crowd is going to be especially helpful, but it may take a while. So do we have a while?
I don't know how much time we have, Leo. There is that worry that those variants are going to start taking over and maybe the vaccine won't be as effective against them. There's a lot we still don't know, and that is a concern. So we are hoping to just keep bringing in people at a steady rate and reach that herd immunity
right. Before
those variants get too much further north.
Right. Well, you certainly must have clear communication with those Lakeview-conducted clinics where they might even be seeing people as young as 16. Are we really seeing much in the way of people turning up who are in the 16, 18, 20-year-old range? Has there been much demand from that end of the population?
Well, as you know, I was a former school nurse.
Yeah.
And I have been very pleasantly surprised at the number of those young people that are coming in that have graduated within the last couple years, maybe are just graduating.
Great.
Or, you know, within the last 6 years. So that's been really nice to see. And I wonder, too, if part of that is just the logistics of when we're holding clinics, so that it is more likely that those younger people are still working. And if they are working during the day, they can't come to our clinics that have been held during the day. And so we have offered a couple of evening clinics now, and we've done one Saturday clinic and we'll hold another one, not this weekend, but next at Lakeview, and are hoping that those efforts allow people who do want to be vaccinated but otherwise can't come during the day to be there.
Yes. In fact, a night owl friend of mine was able to secure a vaccine just last week because of just that thing, that you had a clinic that was open more up towards the 6 p.m. range, and most of the clinics had been, over by early afternoon typically? I don't know exactly. Yeah.
And so we will continue to do that as we have vaccine to do it with, and hope to reach people that can't come during the day, those night owl friends of yours.
Yeah, well, I have a few, but in particular, I was really grateful to see the program finally find him running out of excuses for getting it done. Sarah, thank you.
Well, sure, anytime.
Yeah. There could be a number of people who vacillate and talk about the challenging news, of course, Johnson & Johnson had a huge setback with having to be pulled for reconsideration with the clotting issues, none of which affect at all either of the vaccines that have been typically given in Lake County. But between that being in the news and people who are fairly expert saying that we have a real situation with variants and there may be so much mutation as it takes a long time to get the second, you know, we've gotten to the 50% mark and the second 50% may, and we're not ever going to vaccinate 100%, but however many of those people we're going to vaccinate during that period, there might come a reckoning where it becomes pretty clear that we're going to have boosters and revised versions of the vaccines to account for some of the more extreme mutations that might happen. And so some people might say to you reluctantly, like, why should I get vaccinated now? I probably am going to have to get a booster or a new vaccine by this winter. What would you say to folks like that?
So what I would say to somebody like that is that as with influenza, COVID may become endemic. It may just be something that we live with. And yes, we might all need to be vaccinated every fall, just as we are against influenza. It doesn't mean that we're not protected. It just means that that immunity drops off over time, just as it does with the influenza vaccine. And right. So we might need to get a booster, but we want everybody to get vaccinated now and not wait till fall because of those variants, because the fewer vaccinated people we have, the more likely that virus is going to be able to alter itself, mutate, if you will. And if that happens, the risk is that the virus could become resistant, so to speak, to the vaccine, the current vaccine.
Right.
So we do want everybody to get vaccinated now, even if they have to get a booster in the fall. In addition, the kind of good news about all this is that the vaccines made with the mRNA technology are fairly easy to tweak to match those different strains that might emerge. So creating that new vaccine won't take as much time. It's relatively quick. So in the fall, if they find that there are different strains than the vaccine was originally developed for, they'll be able to address that with a slightly different vaccine.
That's part of the story behind the rapid development. What seemingly was among the fastest vaccine developments in history was that the new approach of messenger RNA-based vaccines brought Moderna and Pfizer along quicker than the old, was it adenovirus? You'll have to remind me, the traditional vaccine approach. Sarah, we also have a group of people in the school age, 18 and younger, down to really to the elementary side of things, who might be seeing that there's more spread being noted of late in younger folks. I don't know if that's related largely to the predominance of the variant strains of coronavirus or if it and or it has to do with they're the individuals who haven't been vaccinated. So they're what you'd call, you know, fresh meat for the virus. Pardon my language.
And they are congregating in school.
Right.
So the rest of us are very likely not back to our usual lives the way those kids in school are. Just more opportunity for the virus to spread among them.
All of which led me to ask for your thoughts on whether we'll likely see trials and data analyzed for the existing vaccines, them being approved for use theoretically down to, you know, at least the age of 12, and whether that will likely come to pass that group will be getting vaccinated by the end of summer, early fall. What is your thought on what seems to be the likely scenario?
I can't answer that. That's kind of a higher level question.
But,
pardon me?
But would you say it's going to need to happen when the vaccines are approved for those groups?
Oh, yeah. They definitely need to be vaccinated. That's part of the herd immunity equation, of course.
Yeah.
Herd immunity is 80% of everybody, not 80% of us old folks, right?
Right.
It has to be everybody in the community. And so, yeah, we're going to have to see vaccination for those younger people. Of course, we have to wait for those trials to be done. They'll determine the safety, the efficacy of those vaccines for younger people. But at that point, when those vaccines are approved for younger people, our work will pivot to address that need, and Lake County will work closely with the schools, as we have been all along through the pandemic, to make sure that those kids get vaccinated as quickly as we can make that happen.
Yes, that's good to hear. I know that the principal at the high school gave kudos for the public health team in Lake County for facilitating all of the major decisions they had to make in keeping spread down in the schools and then being able to open virtually full-time last week at the high school level. Kudos to all involved.
Well, we have a long history of a really good collaborative relationship with the school district, and Lake County Public Health has assisted them with vaccination clinics for a lot of years, maybe not every year, but it just makes that much more seamless. I've said this before in conversations with you, we are so fortunate in this county to have the relationships we do with the different systems, the school district, the hospital and clinic, different businesses, so that when a pandemic happens, we're not having to develop relationships and create these things before we can move forward and take action. Those relationships are already there, and that's not happening everywhere. So we're really, really fortunate to have laid that groundwork.
Sarah, I appreciate Sarah Preston, public health nurse, Lake County, for being with us on KTWH Day. Sarah, I wanted to end with your thoughts on where it stands now. The line to your door for the clinics isn't filling up as quickly as it had, but what's the prospectus? You still have ongoing clinics scheduled in the coming week because you have vaccine on hand and a waiting list now ready to go? Or is it a little bit different right now? Where are you at in terms of planning your next moves and seeing that you still have demand and can continue running clinics?
That's what we expect. We expect to keep getting vaccine from the state and to continue to hold regular clinics 1 or 2 days a week. And that's just public health vaccine allocation. The hospital and clinic will continue to get their allocations as well. So we expect to keep offering clinics. And we do have, don't know that I'd call it a robust waiting list at this point, but we have a fairly healthy number of people on a waiting list that if they don't get in this week, we will fold those people over into subsequent weeks and just encourage people to continue to look at the Lake County website, to look for any live links to register for clinics, encourage people to tell their friends and family who are looking to be vaccinated to do the same thing. Just keep their eyes and ears open for any opportunity. You know, we would love to vaccinate everybody in the county, but we just want everybody to be vaccinated wherever that can happen.
The venue is to go to the county website, co.lake.mn.us online, and or the hotline number is still a going concern, a good place to check?
Yep, 834-8434.
Great.
People can also go to the Lakeview website. The same information is posted there.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Sarah. And I'd say keep up the good work, but you just keep on keeping up the good work, and we do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Leo. You have a good evening.
You too. Take care. Sarah Preston, Lake County Public Health Nurse, giving us the vaccine scene for the week of April 21st, 2021. This is Leo for KTWH.